Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Scheman and Shepard.
That boy's good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Greetings and hello on your Thursday. Well, for these two that I'm in here with, it's Friday. Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hi.
I will be here tomorrow. Pete will not. Chris
Hi.
Will not. You guys got stuff to do.
Yep.
We'll hold down the fort. When you come back, we'll be on the countdown to football season with Florida and Miami. Got a big show here today as well. Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News will join us. Looks like bad news for high school football players and the referees. We'll discuss as the work stoppage looks like it's going to go into effect to tonight's preseason scrimmages. We've got Rick Haro, our business insider, in the 5 o'clock hour, and a whole lot of fun in between. Our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Check out our website, 993ESPN.com. Or you can follow us on Twitter at 993ESPN. Me, I'm at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepard's at PShep326. Pete Shepard, how are you?
Man, I'm awesome. Ready to go. Ready to go.
You mean for the show
everything.
Or for your golf tournament this weekend?
Everything. Team Jack Ridge, our Ryder Cup at Bonita National starts tomorrow. Nobody cares except for us 32 guys playing in it.
You've been practicing hard.
Going for 3 years in a row.
Wow. Is there a trophy?
Yes, it's a trophy. Everybody's
Do y'all get to keep it for a week?
Everybody's name gets engraved on it. It stays in the clubhouse. Everybody's name gets engraved on it.
Oh, so you can't like take a shot out of the top or anything like that?
Oh, no, you can. You can.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun, and Jack did an unbelievable job putting this thing together. I've got to thank my buddy Steve Kimbrough as well, Brian Bruin, everybody. I mean, we're going to awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's four different – it's four different matches, a series of nine holes tomorrow, front and back, and Saturday front and back. It's fun.
All right. Well, maybe you could text us an update at some point. I'll be glad to let the people know.
Yeah, I might
how
do a Facebook Live at some point.
Chris, you can update us with a text at some point throughout the day tomorrow as well.
Sure?
I'm sure our listeners would like to know of your well-being.
What time is
noon? High noon.
That's so fitting.
You can't lob
that
me a text
so
at 3 o'clock to see how you're doing.
Nope. 3 o'clock, I will be in bed with.
You can send us a picture of the boo-boo peas around your junk.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Good.
I don't need to see
a nice sensual picture under the covers.
All I asked for was a text that, hey, you're okay or you're miserable or whatever. We've got a lot going on here today between AB is in trouble again, if you can believe that. Tiger Woods is getting ready to tee off. We'll see how the oblique strain is.
No, he's off.
He is off?
He is off.
Thought he was off in an hour.
Well, the coverage doesn't start until 3 on the TV.
Which is all that matters.
Right.
We mentioned the referee strike going on, so we got a lot to cover. Boogie Cousins, bad news there, torn ACL, so bad start for the Lakers. So we got a lot to get to.
I will say this, of all the things that Antonio Brown has done, take your 14-story furniture flinging episode. I'll give you that, your feet, your helmet.
You give him that?
Yeah, when you start disrespecting chefs that you owe $40,000, that's where I freaking draw the line.
He didn't pay the bill.
Stefano Tedeschi, my paisan, I tell you what, I go after him. He's going to sue him.
Did you just put a hit out on him?
No.
It seemed like a mafia hit.
No.
It seemed like some Italian language that I didn't understand. I thought you just put a hit on AB.
No. They paid him. He's owed almost $40,000 because he stiffed the chef Tedeschi. Who's cooked for everybody and anybody, and never been stiffed, including Jameis Winston, never been stiffed by anybody.
Now, Jameis Winston has stolen food before.
Jameis Winston has committed theft and crabs and other things, too. Drew Brees he's cooked for, Larry Fitzgerald, the Arizona Cardinals, Jameis Winston. And Antonio Brown put this party together last year and stiffed this chef.
It was at the Pro Bowl, right?
At the Pro Bowl in Florida.
Oh, but the best is, in lieu of payment, did you see how he offered to pay the guy?
This is so absolutely pathetic. Tedeschi said he never got an official reason for the lack of payment. He paid staff members out of his pocket for their work and others. But He told Brown, told the chef that he, Tedeschi said Brown later offered to pay Tedeschi in social media advertising.
Oh!
While Tedeschi said he didn't accept. And he also said when he left the party that night, Tedeschi was not allowed to look at it. And Tony Brown said, don't look at me when you leave. I'm a psycho nut job.
I'm going to start with that. Pete Shepard, do not make eye contact with me all day.
No. Look into my eyes.
I mean, I told you this.
Indeed, pal.
Does this guy, like, take narcissism to a whole
this
other level?
This guy is not narcissistic. He's certifiably nuts. It's that simple. That's my professional diagnosis. You are nuts. Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
I think so. All right, now, technically, I wanted to throw it to Chris for the rundown. But he's on the phone doing the B Channel.
He's on the B Channel
show
side
already. I mean,
right
we're
now.
We're 5 minutes into the show.
He's on the B Channel. He's laughing, too.
I'm getting advice.
Are you ready?
I do. All day on the B Channel, it's going to be vasectomy advice.
Getting advice. I don't know what to tell you.
Before your Sports Center rundown, would you like to share what the advice was?
No.
As a public service announcement,
there may be
some other people that are going to want to go do this.
No.
I wonder if the odds are that he actually goes through with it.
I'm
putting out a 10% that he bails.
Oh,
I think
stop
it. 10% he bails.
I think that, you know,
my wife did try to have the conversation with me last night.
Oh! About having another one?
Are you sure?
Having a girl?
Yep.
Oh, snap.
I shut that down real quick.
Really? Let's call her. Put her on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please.
It would be great ratings. Do it for the show.
Oh, Sam,
let me text her.
Call in. Sam, call in.
She won't come on air.
Yes, she will.
She never has.
Tell her, do it for me.
She won't come on air.
Do you know how many times we could have her on? It would be so entertaining, but she's not the type of wife that would come on the air.
Yeah, but she's funny, though. Oh, it would be hysterical. Yeah, come on, Sam. Come on the air with us.
All right, I just texted her.
All right. We're about to start World War III. In the meantime.
See, this now, forget 10%. I'm upping it to 30.
No.
He doesn't go through with
it. If we get the wife on the phone, I'm upping it to 30.
We got
also.
Another. Remember, we got almost about 22 hours. He's got about 22 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good
to change his mind.
Forget about the college football countdown.
21
we've got,
hours.
We've got the Chris countdown.
3 minutes and 10 seconds.
All right. In the meantime, it is time to kick it off with a Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Lee County Public High Schools will not play host to preseason football games tonight or tomorrow night because of the ongoing pay dispute between them and the officials. The school district of Lee County posted on its Facebook page last night that the games in the county will be canceled. Games played outside of Lee County schools are not effective. Looks like DeMarcus Cousins has a torn ACL. He is going to get a picture of his knee taken. Confirm that. And a fifth SEC school going to be selling beer and wine. Add Vandy to the list.
All right, they're
yes,
all going to do
sir.
It. Useless nut texting in. Oh, that's a different one. Yeah. Miami Tom texting in. You should not make eye
contact.
Was
that a shot at me?
Well, yeah, probably.
Useless nut?
Probably.
Get it?
But Miami Tom texted, and you didn't hear this because you were on the phone.
The Buckeye reference.
Antonio Brown told the chef not to make eye contact with him once. So
yeah.
You should, Miami Tom says you should probably tell the doc, you should not make eye contact with your doctor tomorrow. We should text in things that you don't want to hear while
yeah.
getting a vasectomy.
Oh, like, that's a great one.
Like,
yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, yeah. Call at 239-337-377. Yeah, yes. Things you don't want to hear during a vasectomy.
Wow, that's small. Or, you know, something like that. I mean, just stuff like that.
All right. Got all three of them.
Or, hey, where is it? You know, good stuff.
How about I can't get Netflix?
Well, we'd think that Chris's doctor was trying to get out. Probably wanted to.
Yeah, he was.
He called yesterday, wanted to move it to yesterday because.
There are so many layers to this story now.
You know he wants to get out of there. Chris is probably his only appointment tomorrow or his latest one. He wants to get on the golf course.
This has got drama written all over. The doctor really didn't want to be there tomorrow. Now there's some trepidation going on. There's some second thoughts going on about this whole procedure.
Hey, did you trade this out with the radio station? Is it a trade deal?
No. All right, we got a hard no on Sam coming on air.
Come on, Sam!
You want to read the actual text?
Yeah.
Yes. She's at work, too, right now.
LOL WTF. No. What would I even say?
Call her on the call her.
It's not about what she was saying.
Guys,
it's about the questions.
I'm the one that
heard.
Has to live with this afterwards.
Can you call her on the
air?
No. Just call her.
I'm hoping for tonight to be a good night. One last go around, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't want to ruin that.
All right. What's that? All right. Sam works with my good friend Marie, which you know too.
Yeah.
I can call Marie.
She's not at school anymore.
Oh, that's right. They're out. That's right. They're down at school.
I don't think the two of you have discussed. If she's just bringing this up yesterday, you guys have not discussed this thoroughly
we
as a couple.
We have absolutely discussed this many, many a time.
I think she wants to try for a girl. It's an all-boy household.
Girl,
it's hell
girl,
over there.
Girl,
I'm done.
Girl.
Everybody's having a pee party. And guy stuff all over the place. She's feeling left out. She's the only girl in the house, other than the dog.
I've had 3.5 years of changing diapers, consecutive 3.5 years, and I'm still in it for another 6 months there. No, longer than that. Hell, I'm still in it for another year and a half.
Yeah.
What if she came up to you, Sam comes up, caresses your face ever so gently, looks at you and says, Chris,
I want a daughter.
Yeah.
Would you do it for me? Will you do it for me?
No.
We could even name the daughter Chris, because Chris is a girl's name.
No.
All right.
No, if it's really that, I got no problem adopting.
All right.
No problem adopting.
This isn't a rescue. I mean, you know, like a pet.
I'm not saying it's a rescue. I'm saying I'm not having any more I'm not dealing with a pregnant wife for another 9 months. I'm not dealing with a breastfeeding wife for another year. I'm not dealing with another 2+ years of changing crap diapers.
Yet,
I'm done.
Yet.
I'm not doing it.
Yet.
I'm over.
There was a discussion less than 12 hours ago.
3 to 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
Mm. No, thank you.
You're a morning person.
I'm done.
It's no big deal. Just have a cup of coffee.
I will say you've had a discussion in the last 18 hours where you actually gave it there was a residue of
Not with him.
No, I think there was.
I think he's being selfish, Pete.
No,
I think he's being selfish.
Well,
I think his wife
that.
Wants another baby, and she wants to take a shot at having a girl.
I agree, 100%. But I still think this is like, you know, when Luke felt the goodness in Darth Vader, you know, and he's like, it is too late for me, son.
Married 1 year, texting in. Well, that's odd.
Yeah, we were, again, if you're just sitting here, we're asking things you don't want to hear your vasectomy doctor saying in the middle of the procedure.
That's
are
weird.
My hands cold?
That's weird.
Are my hands cold from the doctor?
Dr. Jellyfinger.
So I think there's a conflict.
I do, too.
There's a
and
conflict.
I think we need to get it out. It's with it,
Chris.
We're
trying to help their marriage like a couple of marriage counselors
Yeah,
here.
This is going over swimmingly in my household, I'm sure. More text, so that's a good thing.
Well, that can change. There's definitely a conflict. This is exactly like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
exactly like it. So many ways.
How?
Because you can.
Am I Luke?
You're Darth Vader. You're Darth Vader. Your wife is Luke.
I mean, Chris, you're 28. Your wife, I presume, I don't know how she 27. You're young.
28.
You're young people. This is too early to be making this decision.
Nope.
It's too soon after having a second child to make this decision.
Girl.
Having a daughter's great. I got to tell you. Speaking from experience,
Daddy's
a little girl.
Can you imagine Chris with a daughter?
No, that's what that household needs.
You know what I never have to pay for? A wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How
really?
About that?
That's true.
Oh, well,
I got a nice little rehearsal dinner that I'll pay for. And I'm talking finger foods at that thing. We're not having a buffet. Absolutely not.
No open bar at your party, right?
Obi-Wan once thought as you do. I must obey my master. I will not turn, and you will be forced to kill me.
All right.
If that is your destiny, so be it.
Margaritaville.
And then he goes up with the Emperor, and Darth Vader knows his conflict, and he just leans over the railing. Because he's all stressed out. That's Chris.
That is Chris.
That's Chris. You know, right? I think he's going to bail.
Margaritaville says he's going to regret it.
I got a 10 a.m. conference call tomorrow morning.
What do you need a conference call about?
Oh, it's not about my vasectomy.
Drop them.
It's about work.
Oh. It's about his afternoon hosts. They're thinking of making a change.
No, I'll be honest with everybody. ESPN Deportes is going away on September 8th.
Yeah, well, that's national.
Thing. Right. Yeah, we're trying to figure out what to do with our HD2 stick.
Gotcha. That's high definition, too. If some of your cars don't have it, some do.
I think it should be a continuous loop of... pregnant myself.
Yeah. Let's put it the B channel. Yeah. The B channel.
Yeah.
I like the B channel.
Philly Kevin texting in. He's calling it. You're getting preggers tonight.
1993. Just Pete is saying all this. He has no kids. Chris, stick to
it. I am. I'm not backing off this.
My sister has kids. She had a daughter first and then two sons.
You're an uncle.
I'm an uncle. That counts for something.
Chuck says the thing you don't want to hear your doctor say. Has anyone seen my phone? I hear it ringing.
Zom says I have a one and a one and a half. I have a one and a. A 1 and a 1.5 year old?
No, he said I have a 1 and a half year old boy.
It's not as bad as you make it sound. Yeah.
You have one. Not two under four.
Oh, this is ridiculous. 920 says I actually had to come out. We had to name this guy something. I actually had to come out of out. I had to come out during my vasectomy. There was an intern that was helping my doctor after he said that the doc was like not recommending bedside manner.
What?
That sounds creepy.
That sounds very odd.
We should name this guy Creepy Vasectomy Guy.
Yeah, I think so. I'll put that in there.
239 says his lightsaber won't be as bright afterwards. Which is also part of that scene. I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful as the Emperor has foreseen. Oh, this is all coming together.
Coco Puff says, married couples have sex? I'll have to send that memo to my wife. Sorry, Coco Puffs.
This is fantastic. Let's do a poll question.
Please.
Does Chris actually go through with the vasectomy?
I'm going through with it. Well, happening. I'll send you guys the photo evidence tomorrow.
No, please, God,
just
don't.
Poll question.
Just a big elephant brain in your inbox.
Margaritaville says, my daughter's about to turn 3 next week. If I have another girl, I'm going down the road Chris's.
Thank you.
Well, he wants a son.
Listen, so you're having the terrible 2s and terrible 3s. Big deal. I mean,
suck it up.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It ain't getting any better after that. So just suck it up and do what you got to do as a parent. And you're probably going to want another kid.
912. I have 5 kids. I was done after 3. Have the surgery. Thank you.
Will you put the poll question up, please?
What's the poll question?
Will you go through with the vasectomy? And just put parentheses, scheduled for 12 p.m. Friday, tomorrow. Yeah, absolutely.
Married 1 year says Star Wars overrated.
Don't ruin my moment. Go away. Don't ruin my moment.
I mean, some of the 9 episodes are better than the others, but overrated?
No, leave it. Go away. Don't ruin
8 episodes.
Oh, that's right. 9's coming out 9. This Christmas? Yes?
Yes.
Roses in bedroom guy says, sounds like you're going to need some roses tonight, Chris.
I think he'll be seduced. He would be brought back to the good side by, Jedi Sam. I think that's what's going to happen.
I don't know what radio was like in this market before 2 years ago, before Pete and I showed up here. But I'm going to tell you, there's never been a vasectomy so waited out from throughout all of Southwest Florida more than this.
This is better than when the English couple was going to name the baby. You know, everybody was on pins.
What?
You know, when they're
going to
name
the royal couple. Yeah.
This is way better than that.
Oh, yeah. You're tabloid news. You're like Page 6.
This is fantastic.
Thank you. Forgot who it is because all the texts are coming in so fast. Pay for places. Stop busting my balls. They'll be sore enough tomorrow.
A sad Knicks fan says, one of the doctors shouts out, I found it!
Is there anything that Sam could do to convince you?
Yeah, good question.
She had an emotional breakdown. No. An emotional breakdown so badly that got you to change your mind.
You love your wife, don't you?
I do, very much.
What, if she comes crying to you, I mean, that's something you don't ever want to see.
What did I just say?
I'm just saying.
Did I just say?
Why do you have to be so stern?
We can go adopt. I got no problem
adopting.
Okay,
but what's the difference? You're still going to have to change diapers. You're still going to have to go through all that. I mean, there won't be the hormone imbalance.
Thank you. A really big part of all this.
For you or for her?
It's nothing better than a nice tuna fish and peanut butter sandwich, right? I mean, come on.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about she comes outside and I'm having a beer and she gets mad at me because I'm able to drink alcohol and she's not. That's not fun for anybody.
Are you doing that in front of me? So have a fake it.
Fake it?
Put
it in a sippy cup. I know you got those falling out of the cabinets everywhere right now.
Here's a sippy cup.
Oh, that's a whole other thing.
It's really right. And the poll is up at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Will Chris go through with his scheduled vasectomy?
You know, guys, there's
tomorrow.
There's real stuff going on here, like football officials not being allowed to officiate games.
Which is horrible.
We're talking about my boys.
Right. Again.
Not really. this is important stuff.
We'll get to it. We'll get in fact, we'll get to it in a minute.
I'm upping the odds. Before the show, I would have said it was 100-1 that he would go through with it. Now, I'm thinking maybe 15-1.
Because the wife asked?
Yes, I think there's going to be more to the story. I think something dramatic could happen in the next 12 hours or so.
Matt from StreamSong says the doctor is going to be like Tom Cruise at the end of Mission Impossible, asking the assistant, is it the red wire or the green wire? Snip, and then a sign of relief. These texts are coming in fast and furious.
Yeah, they really are. I watched the end of one of the Mission Impossibles last night.
Really?
Yeah, they were good. The last one.
The mission slightly difficult, but yeah, still doable.
As we've said many times, it's not an impossible mission. It was done. It's a very difficult task.
Yes.
Good movie. The only one, A Pinch Impossible, I didn't like was the second one. The rest of them I liked. Philip Seymour Hoffman was in the third, but they were all good. The second one was a little boring.
Miami Thompson's doctor yells, everybody get in here. This is so adorable.
Oh. Quantum Leap, I don't get all the Star Wars talk in relation to Chris's vasectomy. I was thinking Alien. No, nothing's going to pop out of Chris's stomach.
No, we don't think so. We don't think so. Yeah. All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We've had some fun with this. Coming up in a minute, we'll talk about Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News. We had him on for an update a couple of days ago on the referee situation with Lee County High School football. But first, let's go to the phones. Carl on the East Coast. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Man, glad to be back in Florida for a couple of days and listen to some good sports talk. But in the meantime, Chris is vasectomy.
Yeah.
Had one after my second kid. Best decision I ever made in my life.
Thank you.
Well, wait, well, hang on, Carl. Hang on. Do you have how many? You have two boys, two girls, a boy and a girl. What do you got?
A boy and a girl.
Oh, it's okay. Well, that's okay.
First class, no, Carl. I appreciate the support.
After two, I was done, and my wife gave me that kind of thing. Going, she told me you took away all my options. I says, no, I took away my options because if you want another kid, you can go have one. It's just not
going to
be fun.
Oh, that. How long you been married?
26 years.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right. Two wives, though.
Oh. Split the difference. 13. Good average.
All right, thanks, Carl. All right,
thanks, Carl. Welcome back. Man. Good to talk to you. 941, the second...
6 foot.
The second one, the Novocaine didn't take, and he jumped out of the chair a foot.
6 foot three. We should start calling Chris Jabba got cut.
That's good. Wow. I don't know if I can read re-gifted. He said he had two ample ones before, and then afterward, a disaster. Shrinkage, I guess.
On the second...
Look, I want to talk sports. Unit, I think there's a lot to get into
Novocaine
here.
The Novocaine didn't take, and I jumped a foot out of the chair. Oh, God!
Yeah, I just read that one.
Really break down the five NFL preseason games. Got some betting tips for everybody
there's
out there.
Preseason games tonight?
Kyler
Murray and Derek Carr?
Game you can hear right here on 99.3 ESPN.
I think by halftime, you'll have changed your mind to the Raider game tonight. Raiders.
Halftime, what's that, like 9:30, something like that?
Yeah.
Probably not.
There'll be I will say this. At the very least, there will be a last-ditch effort by Sam, by her grace, to get you to change your mind.
I
absolutely guarantee it.
She opened that door last night.
If I were her, I would have every single relative call in that's on her side all night and just badger you until you
It's kind of a sticky thing because it's kind of nobody's business but the two of them. However,
this has turned into Southwest Florida's business, so who cares at this point?
It's good for ratings.
It is everybody's
and,
business.
And we're going to do it.
Oh, James and Lehigh, you think two is tough? I have nine.
Nine kids?
Good for you, pal.
Nine kids? Two more, you got an offense.
Oh, speaking of that, can I just read this real quick?
Run the spread option with your kids.
There was a very emotional tweet by Magic today. It did not include a list. Now, tell me if you ever thanked your parents this way. Irvin, an hour ago, says, thank you for the well wishes for my birthday. I had an amazing day. And thank you to the people responsible for creating Irvin Johnson. my parents, Irvin Johnson Sr. and Christine Johnson, and my siblings, Evelyn, Earl, Kim, Lois, Quincy, Larry, Yvonne, Michael, and Mary. Nine!
He's one of 10?
Yes.
I thought he was going to be one of 60 because he did a list of 60 yesterday.
And he started in alphabetical order.
Wow. That's a lot.
He thanks his parents for creating him. You ever do that? Hey, Mom and Dad, thanks for creating me.
I don't know. I don't think I have, but maybe. I'm glad I'm here.
My parents are divorced, so that'd be a weird conversation, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really make the stepmother a little awkward.
What do all your relatives think about your selfishness?
They didn't argue about how many kids to have, did they? I don't want to send you down this path.
There's got to be some controversy about Chris's selfishness in this whole thing, right?
Chris is very selfish.
Yes, I am being selfish a little bit.
All right, let's put Chris's boys on ice. Yeah. Coming up, Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News. Very serious topic. If your child plays Lee County High School football, that's coming up next. The referee's work stoppage, it's in effect. It's a no-go, no contract. We'll have all the details next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Who's this?
Jack Johnson.
Never heard of him. All right.
What's next? Fast Cars?
That's a great song.
No, it's not.
Thanks for the advice.
We're going to come back with that. We need some upbeat. In fact, I'll give you a suggestion. I learned some great news today. I spent 7 years living in South Carolina, and there was this little unknown band that was making the tours back in the day that my wife and I kind of discovered called Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie!
Then they kind of blew up and got big, and then Darius Rucker left to become a very, very successful country music singer. Well, he's putting that on hold now. Hootie and the Blowfish is getting back together. They have a new album, and they're going on tour with Bare Naked Ladies. Now, we might have to do some Hootie bumper music today. That's just classic. Anyway, silence? Really? Nothing?
No, I think it's great.
All right. Also, we were scheduled to talk with Adam Fisher from the Naples Daily News because the referee work stoppage in Lee County was called for the cancellation of all the exhibition games and maybe put into jeopardy the regular season games in Lee County for high school football next week. He just called. He's got some breaking news. He's got to write about it first. He's got to do his job. We're going to be checking his Twitter account. He's going to be writing something for the Naples Daily News. And then we will schedule to have him on in an hour. But there could be – I'm trying to be – he didn't say what it was. I want to be hopeful. But he says there's breaking news in the story, so stay tuned.
I'm thinking it might be kind of – if say that's the best news is positive and all that, but I still don't think you can – kids probably aren't ready to play tonight knowing what they know from last night, right?
Yeah, so I don't know.
I just hope they get it done. It's just such a shame.
Yeah.
That it has to get to this.
Hopefully they'll get something worked out. Married 1 year. Is this true? He said, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Chris Hansen from the Red Zone channel at NFL Network, not the DirecTV one, but the NFL Network, said they would be doing Red Zone for tonight's preseason football games. All right.
Oh, I love that.
That's fantastic. That I'm going to tell you what.
I love that.
That's a hard job. That right there, doing the preseason, once you get to the second half of week two, to have to know who's what, doing where, that's going to be tough. I told you before, I used to do the baseball version of the much lesser known Red Zone channel on DirecTV, or a Strike Zone channel on DirecTV. Hardest job I've ever had, watching 9 games at once. Got to know everybody. I mean, most people don't know all 9 players on a baseball field and times, 8 or 9 games going on at once. And to have to do that for second half, week 2 preseason is going to be a bit challenging. But I'm sure he's up for the task, and that'll be good to know. I will definitely watch some of that.
Oh, no question. That's what I'll have that on. That's, why I just watch one boring preseason game.
Yeah.
What? Whoa! Boring?
Well, some can be very boring.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not. Have you seen the schedule tonight?
Yeah.
Philly at Jacksonville?
Oh, that's the revenge game for Nick Foles.
Oh, yeah, and Bortles.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Bortles
was in the Rams.
The Rams. Yeah. Jets in Atlanta?
How much of the quarterback's going to play in that?
Sam Darnold play a lot. Atlanta. Matt Ryan might not play.
I don't know if he's playing a lot.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
We don't know if Le'Veon Bell is playing either.
Right.
Cincy in Washington.
Nobody cares
great game.
About that.
Really?
Green Bay at Baltimore. Baltimore, probably the most dominant preseason team we've seen.
Since the Lions.
Right.
Back.
And then a game you can hear right here. This is actually a good game. Oakland at Arizona. I'm intrigued by that.
Actually, Kyler Murray.
Derek Carr and Kyler Murray.
And these will be the game you'll see featured on Hard Knocks.
Yep.
All right. I'm in. I'm watching it. I saw just on a crawl a minute ago that the Superdome in New Orleans is getting a $450 million facelift. Long overdue, I might add. You go in there right now and you look up and you still see pieces of ceiling missing from Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fix that. I mean, it's like 400 feet in the air. I don't know whose job.
Well, you got to be able to get up there.
Yeah.
Catwalk.
Get up from the outside.
No, you can get up to like the Trop has the walkway. I've never been to the Superdome.
I haven't been there twice. It is the most awesome building. It is unbelievable. When you go in there and you're fortunate enough to stand in the middle of a field or something and can look up, you'll fall down. Like you'll be dizzy.
Yeah.
You could land a plane in that place.
It's got a roof.
It is amazing.
Well, for $450 million, what does that get you? Obviously, some new suites. You can get a retractable roof.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, but that's a lot of money for a retro.
Yeah, this day.
But you know what else they probably got to do? They probably got to do foundation stuff because that thing's underwater all the time on a regular Tuesday during high tide.
Yep.
It seeps up. It's kind of nasty. So, getting a little renovation
there. I wonder when that's going to be done.
Probably as soon as the season's over.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I saw that Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers?
He wants Lambo to be louder. So his suggestion.
He's starting to irritate me.
A little bit.
He's a contrarian. People.
He's passive aggressive.
He's a contrarian.
He's going to lob stuff out. Well, what's wrong with wanting the crowd to be louder? But I thought Green Bay was pretty loud.
Lambo.
He's a big baby is what he is.
You have arguably the best home field advantage in the entire NFL.
Yeah. Or
at least for outside venues.
Yeah, I was going to say, or New Orleans, like we just mentioned. You're right. Well, here's his suggestion. He wants Lambo to reduce the cost of beer. That's what you need. Wisconsinites.
That's what you're focused on, Aaron Rodgers, really. I mean, that's what you
It's just jealous because he doesn't know how to chug a beer.
I think there's some of that. There's some
there.
There's
a little jealousy there.
The 16-ounce beer at Lambeau is $8.25.
That's about
average.
That's 12th in the league. It's middle of the road.
Yep.
12th, it's on the right side.
I wouldn't mind Aaron Rodgers with his $36 million. Why don't he donate a couple hundred grand and knock the cost of beer down a buck for the fans?
For what, one game?
I don't know.
How many kegs does an NFL stadium go through on a Sunday?
That's a great question that we'll never know the answer to.
There's got to be info.
Hang on.
Oh, I just lost the both of you. you Google experts.
Kegs of beer. Doesn't.
Oh, and while you're typing in that, I got a beef to pick. I kind of want to play. Oh, good. Snacks Harrison is back on the Lions.
Snacks.
Back from his little entry. Can I play some fake breaking news?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have fake breaking news.
I'm not going to play the sounder.
Why not?
Because it's fake. It's not real.
Dan Graziano.
Oh, yeah.
Is acting like he just discovered gold or plutonium or something. Headlines today, and Florio picked this up on the ProFootballTalk.com. NFL Players Association issues work stoppage guide to help players prepare for a work stoppage and gives them advice about what to do and what not to do financially. Pete and I went over this 5 weeks ago.
And it seems longer. And the NFLPA had put out the exact list that everybody seems to be talking about. Now it was on ESPN, it was on CBS Sportsline, it's on Florida. This story is 5 weeks old. We sat here and said, I would be embarrassed as a player. Remember that conversation?
I agree.
The NFLPA has to tell me how to live my life. And we went through the whole thing. In fact, we took two segments doing it.
Like, don't pay your homies, or maybe tell them not now. Now's not a good time. Don't use the word posse. Oh, my gosh.
Try cooking at home instead of eating out as much. Designate one day a week
pay
as
off
a
no-spending
day.
Yeah.
Take care of major home repairs now. If you're in the market for a new house, consider renting instead of buying. Find renters for your unoccupied. And we went through all this. Consider selling a car you have not driven in the past 6 months. Avoid signing long-term lease on any rental property that you rarely use. Learn to say no, or at least not now, to friends and family asking for money. And consider selling clothes you have not worn in a year on Poshmark, ThredUp, or Stratacy, or whatever. All this. We went through everything.
I don't know why this is being treated as breaking news now. Does nobody do their homework and actually like read the fine print of what anything the NFL or the NFL Players Association puts out? Are we the only show that does that? Are we the only service to Southwest Florida?
And I'm looking at all these sites that have it, that have retweeted exactly. Remember we did the ABC, Adjust Bud. Remember the ABCs? Went through all. That's what they're tweeting out. How is this possible?
That was in late June. Why are they acting like it's breaking news now? Get with the program, people.
Know. Crazy.
One follow-up to the Antonio Brown story, how he's not paying the chef and he's being sued for almost $40,000. Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, wanted to help AB out with his little helmet problem. Said, hey, I've got a Shut Air Advantage helmet from 2010. I'll give it to you if you ask John Gruden to put me in on the slot receiver side during third downs. Chad Ocho Cinco. I actually liked him. He was the one diva receiver that didn't bother me. I actually found him amusing. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good deal.
AT&T Stadium sold roughly 750,000 cups of beer last October.
Times 10, $9?
Last October.
Well, the average price is about $7.
They did $6.7 million in alcohol sales. So I took the $9 beer rate.
Okay.
And then just divided that number by 9. And I got 744,444 repeating.
It's a lot of beer.
So it's a lot of beer.
He also, in addition to the 10 Cowboys games, hosts a lot of neutral site college football games.
Not in October.
Why not October?
Well, you're in conference play. Not in October.
Really?
Yeah, there's only one neutral site game in October, and it's the Red River rivalry, right?
I got what you said. No, they don't even play that there.
No, but I'm saying there's one neutral site game in all of college football, and it.
I'm following you. I got you.
And I guess the Florida-Georgia game. But neither won AT&T Stadium.
Well, he's making a lot of money. Selling a lot of beer. Vanderbilt's now selling beer. Florida State's now selling beer. They're all jumping out. They're all going to be doing it. That's good.
Most of them will, yep.
All right. Coming up later on, we'll tell you what Michigan's answer is to Ohio State, trademarking the word "the." For the Ohio State,
the.
We've got Sound Street next, and as promised, we'll have Adam Fisher off from the Naples Daily News as soon as he writes his latest article, his latest column, and gets something tweeted out. We will share it with you regarding the referee's work stoppage in Lee County. Big, big story here locally. Affects thousands of people. All that coming up. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Start you off with some NFL football on Sound Street. Baker Mayfield says the Browns do have a target on their back, so look out.
Yeah, no, I think we do have a target on our back just because of, you know, all the, you know, people we've brought in here, where the culture's headed, you know, our expectations as a whole, and people expect us to do well. So it's not like we're going to surprise people this year. They're going to come in and give us their best shot.
Do you like that, though?
I do. I do, because we gotta come in every game ready to go, knowing that people are going to be ready to play us.
He was talking about all the hype they're getting. He says, that's all right. It's for real.
Yeah. Don't flatter yourself too early there, bub.
Come on.
You're so afraid of the Cleveland Browns dethroning the Patriots.
I know. Oh,
the Patriots.
I didn't take it that far.
The Patriots shaking in his boots.
The Patriots, please. They should worry about their own division first.
Oh, they got that wrapped up.
Yeah, really?
It's not even September yet.
It's over. We'll see. Magic number zero.
We shall see.
Meanwhile, Brian Flores says Josh Rosen had a good day.
I thought he played well. There was some missed throws there. I think he held it a little bit. And that's something we've talked about constantly is good footwork, good fundamentals, good technique. Keep your eyes downfield. Get the ball out of your hands. Get it to the playmakers, which I thought he did. I thought the backs had a good day today. Again, I thought as a total unit, I thought they gave great effort. I thought today was better than yesterday. I think, and that's what we need to do. We need to just try to build and have string good days together. I thought today was a really good day. I just told them that.
All right, Brian Flores, that's Miami good. Dolphins. They take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tomorrow night. Preseason football in Tampa. Speaking of the Bucs, Bruce Arians said it would be easy to cut the roster down to 60. We talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Here's the actual cut.
It's there because of the work. The guys have shown up. They've worked every single day. You know, we had those two practices all of spring, so our rookies have gotten close to 500 snaps. So we kind of know what they can do now. It would be easy to cut down to 60 right now for me. But, again, we've got the preseason games coming up. Maybe guys can show up more when the lights come on than they have in practice. But, yeah, they put in the time. I'd like to have Vita healthy. I'd like to have Levante healthy. And I think they will be. So just keeping our fingers crossed for that. But then we're right on schedule.
Meanwhile, the Indianapolis Colts saga continues with Andrew Luck. They say they want to make a decision on the week one starter by the third preseason game. He says they'll know after next week if Luck will be available in September.
I think with that, you know, ideally the more time you have, the better. But by the end of the third preseason game, I think you just have to know something. You know, you got to be able to make a call and move from there. And whether we're full speed with Andrew, you know, after that third preseason game, or at that point, are we going to go with Jacoby? So we'll make that decision when that time comes.
I got to thinking about this last night.
It'll be Jacoby.
I'm thinking with the movement of the pain and they can't quite nail it. Have they looked at him for a stress fracture? That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a stress fracture.
It sounds serious. We know that. And it sounds like he ain't going to be ready opening day. They can talk all they want.
This has been lingering since April. Yeah. What makes them think something's going to change in 3 weeks?
I know. I don't get it. And when they started saying it's a bone issue.
Well, their owner said that.
And he said also.
It's never come from the team.
And also.
Ballard said the bone issue. No?
No.
He said high ankle sprain.
Yeah. Dr. Irsay also said, quote, I'm not really good at this stuff.
Right. So I'm going to take what he says with a grain of salt.
All right. Fair enough. Mm. How about them Chiefs? Travis Kelce says that their offense is going to be even better this year. Unstoppable.
I felt like we were unstoppable last year. And it's all predicated on our mindset and how we attack the day. If we stay in attack mode, I think right now I can't see anybody stopping us. That's just the confidence that I have in everybody and the teammates and the coaches that we have here.
You know, they were unstoppable if it weren't for that stupid defensive offsides from the defensive side.
They got
side
shut
of the
out
ball.
In the first half of the AFC Championship. People want to just don't remember.
Yeah, that's
remember
what
that.
I, that's what I was talking about. The first half was atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Patriots defense was unbelievable.
It's a full game, Pete. It's
right.
60
and after,
minutes.
And after 60 minutes, Kansas City lost again.
Well, no, it was after 60 plus minutes. After 60 minutes,
right.
it was actually a tie.
It was actually a tie.
And it shouldn't have been.
You're right. It's Patriots should have put him away in the first half.
I disagree.
I was at the circus for that game, so I don't have a lot of.
That's right.
Stupid.
You won't really have. You know what? And you'll go to a circus again.
I will not go to a circus
with your newborn daughter in another year or so.
Oh, now the callers are going to start coming in. What? Chris is. They're pregnant. They're having a baby.
See, you're missing out. Taking a little girl, a little cotton candy, watching Beauty and the Beast.
Very disappointed your wife wouldn't come on the show and talk about the vasectomy.
She's got to go pick up one of the other kids.
Well, hopefully she's listening.
Sam,
I love you, but I'm disappointed.
Sam, call in. Don't let him. Keep up, Sam.
You know you want another daughter.
You got this,
Sam. You want to add a girl to the mix.
You got it,
Sam. He's being selfish.
You can get him to cave. You have that power.
239, who's headed to Vero for tonight's scrimmage. I believe that's canceled.
I heard it was.
They said, kids had a half day today, now heading back?
It's a road game, right?
No, that's a game at Vero. That's a Lee County. And from what I understand, private schools have said that they're willing to come off it and just pay the refs whatever it takes.
That's what I thought was going
to happen. But the problem is the FHSAA has pulled the the sanction for the referees group, so they're not even allowed to referee even if they come to an agreement
So what do you think, though, they'd still have some of these games just like quote-unquote replacement refs, parents in the stands, and had some experience?
It might be
like
that again. I read the statement that all Lee County scrimmages, kickoff classics, whatever you want to call them, are canceled this week. All games played inside of Lee County.
All right, right now, Adam Fisher, who was going to be on with us in this our last segment, from the Naples Daily News, been doing a great job covering this. We contacted him at the last second. He said he wanted to buy another hour because it was breaking news on this story that he's writing about. We don't know if that's good news or bad news. Chris, he said 3:30. Did he push it back an hour?
Yeah, okay. It's a tentative time as of right now.
Moving target.
But we will get him on today.
All right, very good.
I'm curious. I want to hear all the information from one source. He's got it all laid out.
All right, that's perfect. Great. All right, all that coming up. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.